Joe Stewart in 1971 when we first went to the USA. And Joe is one of the master sidemen of bluegrass music. He's worked for Bill Monroe many, many times, and he has played banjo, bass, fiddle, or guitar for Bill Monroe. And whatever Bill needed, Joe Stewart was able to play it. He's got a lovely voice, and he's a very friendly guy. And I hunted through my photos when I got home, and I've got a photo of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band standing around backstage in a tiny little dressing room in the Grand Ole Opry talking to Bill Monroe. And Joe Stewart is just on the edge of the circle, just sitting watching. And I was just so excited to get this album. And I've selected a couple of tracks for you off this LP. First one's called Sitting on Top of the World. Just Joe playing some real nice guitar. And then a tune he wrote called Sleepy Eye Joe. I don't know if it was referring to him or not, but we'll just have a listen and see, try and decide whether that's what it is. He's got Rule Yarborough playing banjo on the album, and James Whitten playing bass on the album, and Joe, of course, has dubbed many of the other instruments on it. So you're like me, you're listening to this album. I've only had it a few days, listening for the first time, and I hope you're going to enjoy listening to Joe Stewart. The album's called Sitting on Top of the World, and that's the first song I've picked out. Let's hear what it sounds like, eh?
It was in the spring, one sunny day, my baby left me. Lord, she went away, but now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't like my peaches, don't shake my trees. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. But now she's gone, Lord, I don't worry. But I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I can get me a woman like I got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Is on the other side, but now she's gone, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, show me a woman that a man can trust. But now she's gone, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Oh, that sounded like a real Bill Monroe tune, didn't it? You can see why he's a good fiddle player for Bill Monroe. He's really got Bill's sound in there. That was Joe Stewart. And in subsequent programs, I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about him. If you are a Facebook user, go onto the Facebook page for Free FM, and because the station manager, Phil, when I was telling him about fortuitously finding the album in a Hamilton op shop, he said that's a good story. So he filmed me telling the story of finding that album, and he said he's going to put it up on the Free FM Facebook page. So if you're a Facebook user, go and find the Free FM page and you'll see what it'll look like when I'm excited about getting a new album that's 50 years old, something like that anyway. Gillian Welsh is a wonderful performer, together with a partner, David Rawlings. They make awesome music. I was fortunate enough to see them at a show at the Grand Old Opry in the old Ryman Auditorium in the 1990s, and she's a captivating singer and writes wonderful songs, and this is one about a flower. You need to go online to get the words of the song. She speaks very clearly, lovely enunciation, but the words are beautiful in the song, and you just look up the song Oconee Bell. I think I'm saying it right, Oconee Bell or Oconee Bell. It's a lovely song about a flower. Here's Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. Isn't that a pretty song? Just so nice. And I can't beat the sound of those two harmonies together. Just beautiful. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and you're getting some music from my shelves, in particular from some compilation albums, and where I'm digging out music that I don't really have access to in my regular CDs and LPs, and we're finding all sorts of little treasures, which I hope you're enjoying. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, but it's shared around all the Access radio stations, Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay had a bluegrass show done by Trevor Ruffle, and he used to play that song, A Cody Bell, a lot. He loved that song. So there you go, Trevor. I've played the song again. We're also played on Access radio stations in Canada. Hi to all you people up in Canada listening. It's as we approach summer and we're having some lovely, warm, sunny days down here. And this is our summer holiday period. I think of you people up in the north there, the land of reindeer and Christmas trees and heavy snow and all that sort of stuff. And it's really weird. I know we talked to people from the Northern Hemisphere who live in New Zealand now, and they say they just cannot get used to having Christmas at summertime. But that's what's happening, and we're used to it. So hello to all the people listening on the Canadian Access radio stations. As well as that, a lot of you tune in on podcasts, maybe Podbean or Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM. Great. Thank you very much for tuning in. However you're tuning in, I'm delighted that you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Lots of people listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and I know lots of people listen in the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show from Tennessee, and delighted that you listen. Also, I have a great time presenting the show and come up with things that I really enjoy listening to, and I hope you do too. Talking about Raglan, just a couple of days ago in Raglan, they had Christmas in the Park, which was a wonderful event put on by the Surfside Church, and boy, did they do a good job. Wonderful venue in terms of a stage and a covered stage with a great big awning. Huge awning over it, great lights, cameras, sound equipment was second to none. Wonderful sound, great technicians at a concert that sort of went on all day, really. And Trenwith's got to play about 6 o'clock at night, and we had a fun set. And if you were there, you see a whole bunch of kids dancing. There was a delightful lady taught people some line dancing in front of us while we were playing, and we did lots of our songs that the Trenwiths do, and you might have heard this song is one called Love Me Always, written by Sam Trenwith, the lead singer. Tim Trenwith is doing harmony. Tyler did percussion. He's my grandson, and I played banjo. Here it comes. Yeah, we opened with that song. It's a great song to open with, a good one to sort of get the feel of what the stage feels like and what the PA feels like, and it's a great song to start with. So next time you see us, we might start with that song. It's always good. Here's Charlie Sizemore with a song called Back Home. Charlie is a very accomplished musician and songwriter, very thoughtful guy. He's played 9.5 years with the Ralph Stanley Band, starting as a teenager. He replaced Keith Whitley in the band, so this must be in the early 1970s. But after he left Ralph Stanley, went and got a law degree and is a practicing lawyer, but still plays music. And what a great combination. I've got a friend who's a bit like that. And here's a song called Back Home from Charlie Sizemore.
I left my daddy's farm one day for certain. Drew down my hoe and ran his head turn. 3 hours later, Lord, my feet were hurting. That night, cold, wet, and hungry, I returned. I found that they had left the back door open. And then I saw the kitchen light was on. A note said, son, your dinner's in the oven. They knew that I would always come back home. Back home, through an open window, frogs sang me to sleep. Back home, I could hear my mama pray the Lord to keep her children safe while they're gone. And may they always come back home. I lied about my age and joined the army. I had to see what lay beyond these hills. They sent me to Fort Benning, then Korea. Then I took a job in Detroit shaping steel. Today I will consider myself lucky if I hold out long enough to get my children grown and learn my first step from the hollow in Kentucky. Was the start of a long trip back home. Back home, I'll retrace the path my daddy often trod. Back home, I'll fall to my knees and give my thanks to God. That'll learn what they knew all along. I would always come back home. Left my daddy's farm one day for certain. Threw down my hoe and ran his head turn.
Great singer, isn't he? Beautiful voice. You can see why Ralph Stanley kept him for 9.5 years. Just sounded great there. Here's Seldom Seen doing an excellent song, Another Lonesome Day. The song's written by Wendy Thatcher. Lou Reed on guitar, John Duffy on mandolin, Mike Aldridge on dobro, Ben Aldridge on banjo, T. Michael Coleman on bass, and they all get to sing their wonderful singers. Another Lonesome Day.
Another lonesome morning, another long lonesome day. Say another lonesome morning. You thought you didn't care, but morning breezes find you wishing she were there. A bob white sings his same old song, trying hard to please, and you hear a sound that she used to love through the rustling of the leaves, through the rustling of the leaves. And you know all another lonesome morning breeze is another lonesome day, is another lonesome day.
Well, they can pull off some great sounds live, can't they? Great harmony singers and just truly amazing band, seldom seen through all its incarnations. They managed to sort of maintain that sound, really. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Next week we'll have a show that's got a bit more Christmassy feel to it, but I just didn't really feel like doing a Christmas show yet. We've got 2 weeks to go yet. But if you like Christmas songs done bluegrass style, we're going to have them next week. If you don't like Christmas songs done bluegrass style, you might have to give the show a miss. We're going to take it out with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with a tune called Bluegrass Breakdown, and it sounds like this.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.